I'm Doug Nadvornik. Today on the Inland Journal podcast, we'll hear more about an aggressive new campaign to stop all types of intimate partner and family abuse and violence in Spokane. The city has one of the highest rates of domestic violence in Washington. Community leaders decided it's a serious enough problem that it requires a much more vocal and unified campaign. They created a new documentary that features one survivor of domestic violence who agreed to tell her story. Tonight, that half-hour film will be shown at 7 on all but one of the local TV stations. The Spokesman Review and Inlander have and will write more about domestic abuse. And today, we will feature interviews with two of the leaders of the campaign and with Don Hamilton, the director of the documentary.
The one person that you would think that's supposed to be by your side, you think that they would help guard you, not hurt you. She was on the pavement, unrecognizable. She was bloodied and beaten. He was there to kill her. I never did anything right. Call me names, belittle me. No one would ever want you. Why would anyone want you? You're not good at anything.
It's been a couple of years now that Dana from the YWCA called us, Dana Morris. We've worked with her for years and different projects for the Y. And she said that we have this interesting opportunity. And she was really kind of uncomfortable, you know, because it's an opportunity. And what's the opportunity? We've got a woman that was almost beaten to death by her intimate partner, and she's prepared to tell her story. Whoa, you know, yeah, that's an opportunity, but it's nuclear. I mean, what do you do with that? And so fact is that we started, her name is Nicole. We just said, well, let's bring her in and let's interview her. She wants to tell her story, let's tell her story. We've done things over the years for the YWCA because they do a lot of help for people in need in the community with this kind of problem. So we thought, well, maybe it'll help with fundraising, or maybe she'll tell her story at a banquet, or maybe we'll put a little something online. And when we started this thing, we had no idea what it would become. But we said, well, let's just start there. And to that extent, it's a real documentary. It's a true documentary. We didn't tell a story that we knew how it ended and then, you know, filled in the pieces. We just said we'd start with her. And so, we started interviewing her. We did a couple hours with her, and she was interviewed by, Courtney from the Y, who had worked with her. And so they had a rapport, and she told her story, and it's spooky and compelling and very powerful. And at that point, Lorna, my wife and producer on this show, said, I think we need to do some more interviews. We need to flesh this out. This is an important story. And so she ended up doing 20 interviews with different people, Sheriff Ozzie, Chief Meidel, different other members of law enforcement, academics from EWU and WSU, and really trying to get our arms around this problem of domestic violence, which is so huge in our community. And so we just kept asking questions and interviewing people. And then bit by bit, we had this mountain of material and all these statistics and all these other people that could bring so much to bear on this. And then we took this pile of interview stuff and we gave it to our editor, Hannah Sander, and she distilled it into a very intellectually dense 30 minutes. It's compelling, it's educational. At one point, Lorna said, this thing needs to have the entertainment value of Dateline, but the gravitas of Frontline. And I think it does. Entertainment is such a strange word to use in this context, but you will be hooked. I'm credited as the director, because I helped, you know, set up the camera angles and things, and I also directed the reenactment sequences that are a part of this. But one thing that for example, just on this, is we had all this interview stuff, and so where do you start? You know, where does this show start? And I said, I want it to start like Roy Batty's death scene from Blade Runner. You know, I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. So go through the interviews. What do we have? Well, this thing starts with Ozzy Knezevich telling you something that you wouldn't believe that he saw. You know, so you're there, you know, you're hooked. And again, it's not just a titillating story about people getting beat up and revenge on whoever did the beating. This addresses a complex problem from a lot of different angles. And if you give 30 minutes to this, you're going to come away educated, like it or not.
This is the day before the start of the National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Kim Pearman-Gilman, who chairs the committee that's directing the month-long End the Violence campaign, says the documentary is meant to grab the community's attention and, she hopes, hold it long enough that significant progress can be made to solve the problem.
I think we're creating that attention, intentionally saying this must stop in our community and that we have to double down and triple down on the message. We have to get people's attention through an awareness campaign. And then we have to show them a compelling story so that they know it's real. The documentary does that. And then we have to align our forces to do things even more to address this.
Annie Murphy is the chair of the Spokane Regional Domestic Violence Coalition.
We continue to have homicides and violent attacks in our community related to domestic violence. The issues are not going away. The number of victims is growing. And so I think that it's really time that we as a community start paying attention. And with groups like Priority Spokane, identifying family trauma as their next area of focus for the 3 years, as well as other community partners that have been invested in this issue, I think that everyone's just coming together and creating this opportunity.
This campaign reminds me of the Our Kids, Our Business community campaign that began in Spokane in April 2007. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. The creators of that campaign adopted a multicolored pinwheel logo that you still see around the community. Don Hamilton says that's a campaign that has the staying power that this group is hoping for.
When we sat down to talk about what this is, I remember saying that's what this needs to be, because that was totally across the board. Everybody had a piece of that. And you saw that. The newspaper full of color and the pinwheels everywhere. And I said, that's the sort of impact we need to have. And that's what's, I'm here to tell you, we're kicking it off. It's important stuff. And for me, one of the things that I educated myself about in this process is this domestic violence coalition that is here. And it is a unique group of people from the services that the YWCA offers, the services or the law enforcement offers, you know, the sheriffs, the police, academics, the Vanessa Behan Nursery. There are so many people that are a part of this coalition. And when you realize now where you go with something, domestic violence has been hush hush, we're not even going to talk about it, and now understand that it's important, it's a big part of our community, like it or not, and there's a huge response to it. And it's not just, you know, one voice in the distance. You know, it's law enforcement, healthcare professionals, so many people all working together that now you talk about this topic. And as this thing is kicked off, it's not going to be a secret anymore. And you bet there's a lot of people that have a lot of help for the problem.
Why is there such a stigma about domestic violence? Annie Murphy says one component is the notion that women who are beaten somehow deserve it. Another is the idea that once a woman is abused, she should get herself out of the relationship.
And I think that that situation is unique for every victim or survivor inside of their own relationship. For some people, it is appropriate in a life or death situation that they contact 911 and law enforcement step into the picture. For other people, it may be a better route for them to contact a victim service agency like the YWCA and make a safety plan around what really is the best situation for them.
The graphics created for the campaign focus on eyes. Kim Pearman-Gilman says that's a message to people that they need to open their eyes to domestic violence.
These are real people with real eyes that you're looking at. It's the community's eyes watching, but it's also the victim's eyes, and they're us. We can't turn away. It is our sister. It is our brother. It is our cousin. It is our aunt. It is our moms. It is our daughters. And to think that we can look away is cowardly. Is it easier to look away? Yeah, but we want to stop looking away as a community and say, we must take this on. It is epidemic level. it is hurting us at our very core, and we're way better than this.
Our answer when somebody asks why a victim doesn't leave or why a victim doesn't just get up, it's why does he do this to her?
The city of Spokane has a much, much higher rate than the county rate overall and the state rate, almost double.
Because it is one of the most common calls that we go on, they are the most traumatic. They are most troubling because they do involve children at times too.
You can see where the abuse has affected them. It's affected the way that they respond to things and the way that they handle things.
The officers in our unit will go into the jail after an offender has been arrested for domestic violence and have a sit-down conversation with them and let them know that domestic violence is not like any other crime.
So the next steps are a strategic plan, a community-wide effort to really build the community's plan around this. The Spokane Regional Domestic Violence Coalition will be the lead, but we will help support them, right? We're going to bring those people that have been working on the End the Violence to actually help and support, be their marketing, be their background strategy people, get their 501c3 status. Innovia is going to house the organization, right? So I'm working on fundraising so that we can hire an executive director. So there's a lot of steps to that.
Kim Perriman-Gilman says the next high-profile event in October will come on the 11th when the YWCA will hold its Women of Achievement Luncheon featuring Judge Rosemarie Aquilina. She's the Michigan judge who sentenced Dr. Larry Nassar in the USA Gymnastics sexual abuse case. Annie Murphy says the people involved will try to measure the effectiveness of the campaign to see whether domestic violence rates rise or fall over time. One positive sign will be if more victims feel safe enough to report their attacks or to publicly tell their stories.
So much of domestic violence happens in silence, right, in behind closed doors, and we don't talk about it. So to have someone that's willing to come forward and share their story is incredibly powerful. And there are other survivors in our community that do share their story. But again, because of the nature of domestic violence, we're always looking at safety concerns, what's best for them, what's best for their children. And so there are some other survivors in our community that you may hear throughout the media in these weeks around this time. But yeah, we're incredibly lucky.
Another goal, says Kim Perriman-Gilman, is to get the rest of the community to speak up as well and to report warning signs when they see them.
And not afraid to stand up and say, I can do something. I actually can call law enforcement when I hear this going on. And they also are supportive of victims. They are not questioning, why don't you leave? They've gotten educated for what a complex issue it is and that every story is unique. Every person's life is unique. But we don't look away. That we look straight head on into the issue and say, we as a community can do way better than this, and we can stop people dying and people suffering because of this if we put our minds to it. And our statistics, quite frankly, the truth is the numbers may go up first. With awareness, the numbers may go up before they can come down. It doesn't mean that more of it's happening, it means more of it's getting reported, more of it's getting seen and brought to the forefront so we can deal with it. And then hopefully the resources will come together to have the DV Coalition have their own executive director. That's the plan. That's the money that's being raised. And we will be able to give them the kind of resources they deserve, because every one of them is doing their day job and then coming together to try to knit everything together as an ecosystem. They need the support to actually be able to afford the ecosystem pieces so that we can go, quite frankly, for foundation grants, national grants, to actually address the issue and get law enforcement and all the partners the resources they need to actually address this issue, which is epidemic level.
The goal should be that every child in this community grows up in a safe and secure household, that there's no fear and no trauma that they're experiencing, and then they carry that trauma forward, and we see that cycle of generational trauma continuing.
No matter how bad you think that you have it, or that you think that that abuser is going to hurt you, there is help and there is a way to get you out fast and safely. If I would have said something, the boys and I could have been out sooner and been protected sooner, instead of me thinking I'm all alone and I could do it by myself. You need to say something. Don't be afraid. I was afraid, and I was afraid for so many years.
We spoke with Don Hamilton, who directed the End of Violence documentary, with Kim Pearman-Gilman, who chairs the committee that's directing the month-long End the Violence campaign, and with Annie Murphy, who chairs the Spokane Regional Domestic Violence Coalition. You can see End of Violence tonight at 7 on all of Spokane's local TV stations except KHQ. Inland Journal is Spokane Public Radio's public affairs podcast and radio program. You can subscribe at Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or Google Play, or hear it at the Spokane Public Radio website. Send your comments and story ideas to inlandjournal@kpbx.org. I'm Doug Nadvornik.